Have you ever heard of that? A granary? Or granary?
Granary, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would be stored there?
Well, that's where they, now it's where they store the soybeans and things, that kind of.
Mm-hmm. Is that a separate building?
That's separate. Sure, yeah.
I see. Well, what about the part of the barn where you stored the hay upstairs?
Yes, that place upstairs where they stored the hay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the top story of the barn.
Mm-hmm. Was that ever called something like the loft? Or?
Yeah, that's the loft. Put the hay up in the loft.
In the loft. Mm-hmm. Well, say, I don't see these things too much anymore. But used to, when a farmer cut his hay, if he wasn't going to bale it, he'd just pile it up in a big...
big shop.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
How big did those things get?
Oh, boy, they sometimes got pretty big and pretty tall.
Yes, sir.
They put a post in the ground, a tall pole, stack that hay around it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay there all the time.
And you call that a big shop?
Hay shop.
Hay shop. Was that the same thing as what some people might call a haystack?
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing.
Some people call it haystack, some people call it hay shop.
Did you have any name for small piles of hay just raked up in the field?
No, I don't guess so.
Mm-hmm. Hadn't ever heard of a haycock or hay doodle?
I probably have, but I don't remember right now.
Yes. Okay. I hadn't seen any of these since I've been in Mississippi, but in some places where you go, if a farmer wants to keep his hay under some kind of shelter, he might have this thing that's got maybe four posts or so supporting the roof, but it doesn't have any walls or anything, and he can put his hay under that to keep it under some kind of shelter.
Yeah, that's right. Four poles and the shield on top of it. I really don't know what that was called. But I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if a farmer wanted to bring his cows inside, would he have a place where he could keep them inside anywhere on the farm?
Well, yes, if he... If he's a big cowman, why, he have shelter enough to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Or small cowman, why, he just have a barn farm. But you take Dr. somebody like Dr. big cowman, he got sheds. Oh, he got sheds, I reckon, 4 miles long, where he feed his cows. They're on concrete. You don't have to get in the mud at all. On concrete floor.
Sound like you got an operation.
That's right. A big one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did you ever hear people around here say something like cow barn?
Mm-hmm. A cow barn is... Well, I say a cow barn shed type of same thing.
Was there a place outside where a farmer could milk his cows?
On the inside, they have a regular place inside where they milk. A regular house that drove the cows in, drove them in stalls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from that way.
Mm-hmm. I see.
10 or 12 at a time.
What about a place where a farmer could keep his horses inside?
Well, that would be in the barn.
In the barn.
Mm-hmm.